This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. It's been about a decade since Barbara Kingsolver's last new work of fiction, 9 years since Prodigal Summer, and 11 since The Poisonwood Bible. She's written some nonfiction in the meantime, but those years have been hard for her legions of fans. The wait is over. Her new novel, The Lacuna, is set in Mexico and the United States from the 1930s through the 1950s. She weaves in several real historical figures, Frida Kahlo, Leon Trotsky, giving them pivotal roles in the life of her protagonist, the entirely fictional fiction writer, Harrison Shepard. Barbara Kingsolver is here with me today. Welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So when the book begins, Harrison Shepard is 13 and living in Mexico with his mother, and he's still a teenager when he gets a job working for the painters Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo. I'd love it if you could read a passage from that early part of the story.
Okay. In this case, the narrator is talking about this peculiar double house that Diego built, where he and Frida live in different sides of it, and how very inconvenient it is for the servants. And he's a cook, of course, so this is his complaint.
Great.
What a strange couple. Why would a man and wife live in separate houses, with only a little bridge between them, red pipe railings connecting one roof to the other? You can see it from the inn across the street. Functionalist tonteria. He is the one who eats, but the kitchen is on her side. If you manage to cook anything, you have to carry it down the staircase, which is like the inside of someone's ear, outside into the blazing sun to cross the gravel courtyard, then up the other cement ear to the studio where the master stands with his pants belted high on his giant dumpling belly, waiting to be fed. And now he says she's coming back. He wants her greeted with empanadas and budines and enchiladas tapatías. He has never put his two giant feet in this tiny kitchen, or he would know. You might as well try to make enchiladas in a peanut shell. Mixing plaster was easier, but living with mother was not. So he'll have his enchiladas.
That is Barbara Kingsolver reading from her new novel, The Lacuna. This boy becomes your hero, who is a kind of Zelig-like character in that he is involved with Diego Rivera, he is involved with Frida Kahlo, he's involved with Leon Trotsky, he is involved with the House Un-American Activities Committee.
J. Edgar Hoover writes him letters. Yeah, well, yeah. There are a lot of he crosses paths with a lot of important real people.
So did you start with this history and these well-known historical characters, and then say, okay, how can I drape a story and create a character that can intersect with them all?
I really didn't expect to wind up in Diego Rivera's kitchen in the beginning. I started with reading about, you know, what we call the McCarthy era, which really started right after World War II. So that was my starting point. And I kind of begin with an end point and work backwards. So I knew I needed this this narrator, whose name is Harrison Shepard. I knew the particular kettle of fish that he would be in at the end. And so then you back up and build a life backward, you know, from end to beginning.
Had you been to Mexico before? Was this a long-standing interest?
Yes. I spent my whole young adulthood living almost right on the border in Tucson, Arizona. Uh-huh. So from the time I was 23, I had a lot of experience there. And in the process of researching this book, of course, I spent time in the homes of Diego and Frida, and I could have easily written, you know, 400 more pages just about that household, because Diego and Frida were some of the first big artistic celebrities,
right?
Of the century. They were the most photographed people and the most written about, and there was so much stuff about them, and that really led me to think about how to connect this other really crucial theme, these questions of what does celebrity, you know, what does the public do to people who are perceived to be famous?
And you chose to make them actually famous people rather than fictional famous people.
I did. I would have avoided Frida if I could have, because she is such a scene stealer that there was the danger was that she could hijack the novel. She's so well known, and she's such a colorful and flamboyant character. She could easily have taken over the whole thing, and she tried. A lot of the things that happened during this time are hard to believe. And I thought, if I use real people, and if I use actual clippings from newspapers, mm-hmm. things that were really written about these people at the time, such as that Diego Rivera eats the flesh of girls, you know, wrapped in tortillas. I mean, people really said that. It was really in the newspaper.
You have talked in talking about this book about what you see as the sort of resistance in the American cultural establishment to political literature and art. And to some degree, this novel is about why that's so. Why do you think it's so?
Well, I think that the answer is the length of a novel. But what I could say more clearly to nail it down is I think we have in our country a real resistance to self-examination. If you want to talk about what's wrong with our country, you know, you risk being called un-American, and that's very peculiar to me. That surprises me, and I was interested in investigating that.
But I'm just curious if, as you begin with a big subject like, you know, McCarthyist period, if your yeah. view of what that means and how the characters, how the actual people who lived through that on whatever side they lived. Behaved in morally good or reprehensible ways, if that changed over the course of research and writing?
Oh, yeah, it changed a lot because I kept discovering new things. I just kept thinking, if I didn't know this, what else didn't I know?
Right.
And that's really what this book is about. It's about what you don't know.
Right.
About your own country, about the people in your life. People in this novel keep saying in one way or another, the most important part of the story is the part you don't know yet.
Right, exactly, which is, of course, as you say, sort of a definition of what a lacuna is a gap.
That's exactly right.
And I, for instance, didn't know that in the early 20th century, after the revolution in Mexico, that the Catholic religion was virtually outlawed.
It was outlawed. It
yeah.
was banned.
Yeah.
Priests were banned from the churches. They had to go into hiding. The government kicked the Catholic Church out of all the schools.
Right.
And, yeah, for 3 years.
So you taught me that. Thank you.
Good.
Barbara King-Sulver, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Barbara King-Sulver's new novel, The Lacuna, is out right now.